do want to make sure we get everybody tuned in, because this is going to be a very spicy topic. Something that everybody keeps asking. And a lot of people just keep disrespecting the Nintendo Switch on the other hand. So I have to bring this up, and I got to bring it to light. What's going on? I see Natural. I see you, Christopher. I got you. Okay. I see the chat there. Okay. I got the chat in front of me. All right. Before the live studio wasn't updated and certain things wasn't right. Now I got the chat right here. We good. We good to go. I see you as you join in. So go ahead. I'm going to just flow with it right now. So, yo. And I'm going to take this chat down. The hell with that. I don't want y'all messing me up right now. All right. So, yo. If y'all can see the chat, nice. I can't. So it don't even matter. I got it right here in front of me on another side. So, yo. The question that everybody seems to, you know, say to me, I reversed it. I have so many people come to me and says, what can a Nintendo Switch do that the Steam Deck can't? Because the Steam Deck is a masterpiece of hardware. Gaming hardware. Now, I'll go ahead. I'll give it an air horn. Couple different shots, okay? Because I will admit, the Steam Deck is a fine piece of hardware. Beautiful, all right? I've held it. All right, I didn't purchase it. All right, I was very close. Stopped myself. Right, but I did hold it. I moved it. I said, this is nice. Right, but I've been a guy who's been using a Nintendo Switch for a very long time. Thank you for joining in. I appreciate that. And yo, I don't know why your chat didn't just pop up in front. You know, my bad if I missed your chat. Matter of fact, I'm gonna pull you up right in front of me. I'm not gonna do that. Next time, if I miss you again, I deserve to get spanked. How about that? I don't know who's going to do it, but hey, I deserve. So, beautiful piece of hardware. Even as I held it and played different things, it was beautiful. I must admit, having Steam integrated into it, with a lot of people having these Steam libraries of 100 and something games, especially when Steam's giving these sales for games for like 99 cents, sometimes free. I understand. Huge libraries, you're wanting to take that library and play it on the road, right? Beautiful. I know. It's beautiful. But y'all not gonna disrespect the Nintendo Switch. Do you hear that sound? Sound familiar, don't it? That is the sound of Mario. Yes. And I'm gonna tell y'all, I want somebody here today, anybody, if you can tell me the opposite of what people been asking me, because I gotta say it. What can the Steam Deck do that the Nintendo Switch can't? Elmer, shout out to you. Thank you for dropping by. All
right. Can you dig
somebody.
It, sucker?
Hola. Somebody please tell me. Somebody please tell me. What can the Steam Deck do that the Nintendo Switch can't? It's a couple things that people say. So let's run down the list. I'll go through a couple things, right? So the first thing people say is, do you guys play emulators, ROMs? Yeah, well, a lot of people say, yo, the Steam Deck emulation, hands down, is better than the Nintendo Switch. That's what's been said. That's what's been going around. The emulation on a Steam Deck, hands down, is better than Nintendo Switch. I beg to differ. I actually say the emulation is equivalent. It's the same. Anything that you can play on a Steam Deck, you can play on a Nintendo Switch. Do I sound crazy yet? Y'all don't believe me, okay? If you don't believe me, go ahead. I'll put up videos shortly after this live of my Nintendo Switch doing those things, okay? Any emulator. And I'm not just talking about the old emulators. Yes, we get a lot of people talking about Atari or Intellivision or playing ColecoVision. No, I'm not talking about Nintendo. Okay, Sega Master System. I'm not talking about Super Nintendo, Genesis, Neo Geo, Atari Lynx, Jaguar, Sega Saturn. I don't know, Sega Saturn. I got guys up. I ain't gonna lie. Sega Saturn, we cross into another domain. That's some nigga stuff. But Sega Saturn is actually one of those emulators that had trouble running on systems lots of times. Because the emulators are specifically made a lot of times for Windows, I see. There are Macs. I'm not going to say that. I'm just not a big Mac guy. I used to be wife and the whole family. Apple everything, okay? Apple everything. But I'm not down with that. I'm Android. So, for me, I've seen all the emulators that you can throw at it. And I'm telling you, Nintendo Switch can play every single one of those emulators the same way. Corona, thank you for joining. Best name in business. So next thing, what is it next? Give me something else. So if it's not emulators, I can tell you Nintendo Switch can play all the emulators. If I can prove that to you, if you got something against it, if you can show me an emulator that can run on the Steam Deck that cannot run on Nintendo Switch, show it to me. If you cannot show it to me, then hey, Bully, what's going on? If you cannot show it to me, then what is it for? You know what I mean? Like, it's emulators, it's done. All right, so we're done with emulators, right? Okay, so let's move on. On to the next. So what is the next thing? If it's not emulators, what else? What can the Steam Deck do that Nintendo Switch can't? Well, one thing I tell you, Nintendo Switch, battery life seems to be a lot better. All right, that's just me. All right, now y'all can say on Nintendo Switch, whatever. But hey, I'm just stating the facts, okay? The battery life on Nintendo Switch is better. Let's go on, okay? So on to the next. Now, Steam Deck. I'm just thinking of things that people say. So a lot of people say the Steam Deck can run Steam integration. There we go, right? So if you have a Steam Deck, you can be able to play all the games from your Steam library, but on your Nintendo Switch, you can't do that. I'm here to tell you that that's not true. It's not true. That is simply not true. I can take my Nintendo Switch now, and I can have my Nintendo Switch with Steam integration as well. Don't believe me? I can do it. Okay? I can do it. This is not me just talking, just to talk. I can literally have my Nintendo Switch playing with Steam integration. Okay? So, now what? You got to give me something else. So what can the Steam Deck do? Well, the Steam Deck, some people say with the Steam Deck, you can be able to change parts that you can't on Nintendo Switch. And I will give you that. It may not be as, you know, glorified or hollered out there about interchanging parts of Nintendo Switch versus the Steam Deck. And I guarantee you, it is a lot easier to change the main components on the Steam Deck versus the Nintendo Switch. And I've been inside the Nintendo Switch. Very simple to me, but not sure. Putting components back together can be difficult for some. Wasn't difficult for me, but Steam Deck, I've heard so many people changing out the hard drive. Very simple. So I will give you that, even though, you know what, to be honest, I don't even feel like you should get it, but I'll just go ahead and give it to all the Steam Deck lovers, all right? So I'll give you that. Steam Deck, you got one. You got one, Steam Deck, okay? Now, let's go ahead and get to it. So, Windows. I hear a lot of people say that. Yo, on my Steam Deck, guess what I can do? I can take off the Steam OS and I can put Windows on there. So, therefore, I now have a Windows handheld. Well, guess what? I'm here to tell you that you can do that on the Nintendo Switch, too. I not only have videos doing that, okay? As a matter of fact, I'm going to put up videos after this live doing that. How about that? Okay? Not only is my Nintendo Switch running Windows, I can use a mouse and keyboard just fine on my Nintendo Switch. I could even dock it. I can have it on the big TV. Nintendo Switch, yes. I'm not talking about, no, Nintendo Switch. It can't be the light one. You can't do it with this one, okay? The light, you can't do it because you're going to need to dock it. I mean, you can still do everything else, but it's better to dock it, okay? When you dock it, you get it up on the TV, all right? So you can do everything within Windows on a Nintendo Switch. CJ, what's going on? Nice joining. Thank everybody for joining, too. Thank you. I'm sorry if I missed anyone. But let's be honest. So now where were we at? So I could do that on Nintendo Switch. You can on the Steam Deck connect different devices that you cannot connect to your Nintendo Switch. I would have to ask what devices. Because as far as I'm concerned, there's no device I cannot connect to my Nintendo Switch that you can connect to your Steam Deck. Somebody can give me a device. Somebody can give me one device that they can connect to their Steam Deck that I can't connect to my Nintendo Switch. And see, a lot of people think like, nah, your Nintendo Switch is not doing all that. Yes. Okay, and you may have to go a bit further. You might have to do some modifications, but you have to do modifications on your Steam Deck as well. It's the same thing. These modifications are going to lead to you running Windows. These modifications are going to lead to you playing emulators. So you can do all that on your Nintendo Switch too. So I have been begging to know, what is it about the Steam Deck that makes it call the Switch killer? They call it the Switch killer. The Switch killer. Which means when you put it side by side, Nintendo Switch killer. Which, by the way, I don't think it stands a chance against Nintendo Switch, because Nintendo Switch, hands down, is just, I can tell you so many different ways it's more beneficial to the community than a Steam Deck. How about that? I'll go even deeper on you. Yeah. All right? So the truth is, the Steam Deck, beautiful piece of hardware, as it might be, the Nintendo Switch makes a lot more money per console sold because it is so underpowered. That is the one thing that I have to give the Steam Deck is, if we talk about the hardware, yes, the hardware is more powerful on the Steam Deck. So I will give that one. So Steam Deck, I can give you two right now, right? But I have two that's going for Nintendo Switch as well. Battery life, first party titles. Okay, and some people are going to say, and I know I'm going to hear this, so I'm going to combat that with anyone. I would love to hear anyone to, you know, state anything about this. How you feel? Just let me know. I see people talking about the Yuzu emulator for the Steam Deck, playing Nintendo Switch games, which they say in theory, why do I need a Nintendo Switch at that point? Maybe because you want to get online, okay? A lot of those games connect to those servers, and Yuzu Emulator, as it may work with some games, it is not compatible with all games. You may have issues. There are other things. And I believe when you use the Yuzu Emulator, you do need specific information from your Nintendo Switch, like a keys.bin or a text file. I'm not sure about that, but that's specific information from your Nintendo Switch that's going to be used. In that case, I could see it going online at that point. But without that information, I can't see that. So you're dealing with a rough business, possibly getting banned. You all right? You do what you want. But Yuzu Emulator on Nintendo Switch, people would say that's their Switch games. It's not. Okay? Switch is going to be way easier to get those games and play them, download them, play them, put them in, play them. That's just point blank simple. We don't even need to go over that. If you're pirating the games, that's a whole different story. It's going to be free for either system. Okay? So, now, outside of that, what is there? This is the problem. This is what I run into. This is where I'm like, yo, somebody help me. Help me. Give me one thing. And I can't think of it. To tell you the truth, I was on my Nintendo Switch earlier playing Warzone 2.0. Yeah. I was playing Warzone 2.0 on my Nintendo Switch. Some people might say, Nick, you damn lie. I can show you videos. I'm not lying. I was on Warzone 2.0 on my Nintendo Switch. And guess what? It ran good. It ran damn good. Okay? Yeah, I know. Smooth. It wasn't even chopping or none of that. It was buttery smooth. I said, oh, this is beautiful. I love this. I love this. All right. Now, if I play with the Joy-Cons connected, I do feel a delay. If I take the Joy-Cons off, though, and just use them as Bluetooth, all right, we're good to go. Bam, buttery smooth. I'm like, yo, I'm playing Warzone 2.0 on my Nintendo Switch. What else can you say? Now, one thing I will say is on the Steam Deck, if you're using just the basic Steam OS, then, you know, you're probably not getting all these other things that we may be talking about. So you're doing customizing. So of course, everything I'm speaking about means customizing on the Nintendo Switch as well. In order to do what I'm speaking about, I know it's going to be on the newer models of the Nintendo Switch, but right now it's only the originals, the OGs, that can do that mod. Okay? I got the Nintendo Switch up front. Now I'm going to put those videos up shortly after this live, so I can go ahead and show you the different things that the Nintendo Switch is capable of that people do not even know. Now, there's a lot of other things that you can do with your Steam Deck. People talk about you can run Linux, you can run Windows, you can run, you know, a whole lot of different operating systems. You can run those different operating systems on your Nintendo Switch. That's the truth. Okay, you can swap hard drives on Nintendo Switch. You can swap a hard drive on your Steam Deck. Okay, shall I go on? I mean, just give me Steam Deck. Do you have a dock? You don't have a dock, so I'm going to give that to Nintendo Switch. Battery life, I'm going to give that to Nintendo Switch. Games, first party titles, I'm going to give that to Nintendo Switch. Okay? It's just certain things I got to give Nintendo Switch. Hardware, though, I give to you. Your hardware, beautiful. Not going to lie, it's a beast. Motherboard of a handheld. A lot stronger than Nintendo Switch. Actually, it was the Switch Pro that all Nintendo fans dreamed of. That's the truth. That's exactly what it was. But come to find out that in the end, as everybody gets their Steam Decks and they start using them, and, you know, shout out to a couple people I know because they have pages, okay, on the Steam Deck. I just want to make sure that I'm not saying this as a hate to the Steam Deck. All right, I started this by saying Steam Deck, beautiful piece of gaming hardware. All right, this is not to say the Steam Deck sucks. All right, and if you have a Steam Deck, I'm sure you can probably, you know, get in there and do things a lot simpler than you probably can on your Nintendo Switch. Tico, thank you for joining. But the difference is that you can do the same thing, just different ways. That's it. So I don't want to, you know, go too much deeper into that. I really would like someone to combat that. I would like someone to debate that. You know what? That's what I'm going to do in the next episode. The next episode, I'm going to bring someone up here. I'm going to actually bring them on live with me. And I would like to debate, what can the Steam Deck do that Nintendo Switch cannot? I actually put these videos up on my YouTube as well afterwards. So if you're watching this later on, I want you to comment down below, what can the Steam Deck do that the Nintendo Switch cannot? Because I'm not thinking, you know, it's nothing that I can think of that the Steam Deck can do that the Nintendo Switch can. Okay? And I'm sure there's something simple I'm probably missing, but I can connect a mouse, keyboard, Bluetooth devices. I can use a PlayStation 4 controller on my Nintendo Switch. Okay? I can. So if I can use a PlayStation 4 controller on my Nintendo Switch, I can use it on the Steam Deck. What's the difference? All right, I can run Windows on my Steam Deck. I can run Windows on my Nintendo Switch. So please, anyone, just let me know. But what I will say is that the Steam Deck is a lot heavier. Nintendo Switch is a lot lighter. Nintendo Switch colors, a lot of different options you can go with. Different versions, Steam Deck. You kind of got what you got. I will say Steam Deck is probably, this is another one I give you, okay? As much as I could think I want to hate on the Steam Deck just because I like, you know, starting shit. Hang on, man. But Steam Deck is probably easier to modify than a Nintendo Switch. Maybe, okay? Maybe. All right, I'm not going to go that far. So if it is, I'll give you that. It's a lot easier. So for someone who's wanting to get a handheld and they have a choice, do I want to get a Nintendo Switch or do I want to get a Steam Deck? You have a lot of different options to weigh out. All right? You can get a Nintendo Switch and guess what? Your Nintendo Switch is ready to go. You can get your games. You can just go ahead and go to the eShop or you can go right to the store, buy your games. Some games are free already on the eShop. If you got Nintendo Switch Online, I think it might come with some free titles, some old school. So you got things you can play already ready to go, right? Then you got your Steam Deck, which you can get, all right? Steam OS already on there. You can put in your account. You got Steam integration. You already got a library of Steam games. Bam, you're already at it. You don't have to do much else, okay? So, where do you go? Prices vary, but guess what? When you come into the modding game, that's when it differs. You got one Nintendo Switch. When you modify it, if you have an older version, it's a lot easier. All you got to do is, hey, put that jig in there, hold the volume up, press power, bam, you're already into your modern mode, baby. And everybody who knows, all right? I ain't gonna go into the details, but I got videos on that, okay? And then you got the Steam Deck, which I'm sure is pretty simple, but you can go ahead and go into it. And then, guess what? Hook it up to your PC and now load it with Windows, you know, whatever you want. Windows 10, Windows 11. And you can run those and start installing your emulators and play from there. So you got two different modifications, right? This one's simpler. I don't believe needs any additional hardware. You may just need a PC and a cable. The other one, you would need a jig, okay? You would need also if you want to use an RCM loader, different things. So it would be a little tougher for Nintendo Switch to modify versus the Steam Deck. Now, once both systems are modified, Walter, thank you for joining, sir. Once both systems are modified, the big thing is Nintendo Switch modified, guess what you can do? You can not only, you got people who play, I don't want to say piracy, okay, but you got those folks who are just playing downright copy games, burning the games and everything, right? You can run cheats, background audio players, textbooks while you're, you know, have your text up. So if you're doing walkthroughs, you can play and read the walkthroughs at the same time. A lot of different mods right there that you can implement with your Nintendo Switch to make it, I mean, man, it's like a whole new system once you modify it. I'm not going to lie to you. Then also on another end with the Nintendo Switch, you can use the Android side of it. Okay, so maybe you just want to use Android. Maybe you want to be you want to go in there and start using those Android apps, get your Google, get everything going. You can use it as a straight Android, a phone. Hell, it can be your phone. Dude, you can literally take it around, use the camera, everything, and use your phone, right? You can also modify it and get Windows. Now look, everybody's like, damn. So you can be using Windows. You can be using Linux. You can be using different operating systems on your Nintendo Switch as well. So you got one side where you modify, you can load these things. But on the other side, you got the whole modifying side. Plus Nintendo Switch games are going to run smoothly. So I need y'all to help me on that. What can the Steam Deck do that the Nintendo Switch cannot? What? Please let me know. And if you hear somebody in the background, that's my daughter. So, you know. But what? Please let me know. I don't see anybody. And yet since I have been here, I just want everybody to know, I've seen a lot of them staying and watching. I see you back there, and I love you staying back there watching. Chill back, watch. I love it. Just chill, sit back and chill. But I just want y'all to know, no one has yet to give me something that the Steam Deck can do that the Nintendo Switch cannot. I do anything. Tie-dye company, what's up? Can anybody give me anything the Steam Deck can do that the Nintendo Switch cannot? I see y'all there, but it's all good. Y'all ain't even got to put nothing. It's all good. I understand. It's nothing. Now, a lot of people are saying, Nick, why are you going so hard for Nintendo Switch? You act like you work for them or something. You know, it ain't like they ain't take down your videos before and then hated on you many times. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they took down the videos. Yeah, and I've been hollering at Gary Bowser. They ain't, you know, they probably like, hey, okay. Nah, but I wasn't in part of anything to do with Team Executor. The whole Max thing, I had nothing to do with it. They know that. Shit, they got every record. The feds got everything. They would know. If I had something to do with that, they would have said it. Okay?
We'll be back after a quick break.
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man.
Y'all
trying
already?
Oh, yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying to get them on there. Yeah. Yeah.
Damn,
look, we all artists, man. We go, you feel me? We going to have this like,
bro, me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit. I got to lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it. Take that shit seriously.
But what's a shame is that for some reason people can't get it out their heads that Nintendo Switch is here to stay, man. It's sad, but it's true. As powerful as the Steam Deck is, as much as I love it, it's beautiful, man. I had this dude on my For those in TikTok, y'all got to step over to YouTube occasionally and just check out my man. I got a man, Death Specimen, man. That's his name, man. And this guy, he was hard on the Steam Deck before it even came out. He was the one that predicted it. He said the Steam Deck's going to be the best handheld gaming machine to ever grace the earth. That was kind of his words, right? And no lie, a lot of that has come true. You get a lot of people, I mean, who has purchased this system. They go, yo, I love it. I love being able to take it out and do this and do that. But Nintendo Switch was first. And if you really were waiting for a Steam Deck to go do that, you probably weren't going to do it the whole time. Because Nintendo Switch has been there. It's been there for that. And I don't know why you haven't. So that's just me. So, now, anyone, before I go ahead and move on to some of my other arguments, anyone else? Okay, I'll just go ahead and move on to my other arguments. Because obviously, no one's going to combat that. Okay? Nintendo Switch can run every Bluetooth device. I'm sure the Steam Deck can, but a lot of people don't think Nintendo Switch can run these Bluetooth devices. Yes, and it runs them flawlessly. I was actually playing Warzone 2.0 with a PlayStation 4 controller. I played it with Joy-Cons, PlayStation 4 controller, Xbox controller. As long as it has Bluetooth, it works. And it works smooth. And it picks right up and I don't have an issue. Right? So, if that goes for the Steam Deck as well, cool. Some people say, yo, can you use a keyboard and mouse with the Nintendo Switch? Absolutely. With a dock, I can simply connect the keyboard and mouse. There's two USB slots. I can connect it in. I have a keyboard and mouse and it moves and works on my desktop that I have. So, yes, all that works. Next. You know, Nintendo Switch has been underrated. I'm here to say Nintendo Switch has been flat out underrated. People are upset because the Switch 2.0 never really came out. Never came out. I don't know why it didn't come out. All right? It should have came out, but they lied. All right? They lied. It was the OLED the whole time. They knew what they was doing. It was the OLED the whole time. But what really should have been the case, okay, is that the 2.0 should have been out. And if the 2.0 was out, we wouldn't even be hearing nothing about the Steam Deck. I don't even think the Steam Deck would be any, I ain't going to say anything relevant, but I don't think it would have been as much of a success if Nintendo Switch had a 2.0 Switch. I'm going to take that back. Let me walk that back a little bit. The 2.0 Switch would have to be able to be modified. There we go. That's a good one. It would have to be modified and do all the jazz. If it can't do all that, then I understand. I know some people are going to say, hey, the newer version of Nintendo Switch can't run Android, Nick. Can't run all those other things. You may be right on that. I'll give you that. You know what I'm saying? I can't be mad at that. But what I will say is if you have a problem with that, go get an older one. There's many of them out there. They're out there on eBay. All right? So what I'm going to do here is why I got you guys here. Let me pull this up now. I'm actually going to open a webpage. I'm going to say, what can the Steam Deck do that the Switch doesn't? It's already up here, guys. I haven't even typed this in, right? This is my first time typing it in the Google search. So, Valve Steam Deck isn't competing with the Nintendo Switch. Steam Deck won't replace Nintendo Switch. Okay, these are just some of the statements. Nintendo really doesn't want you to use Switch emulators on the Steam Deck. Can the Steam Deck really challenge Nintendo's handheld? I don't see anything saying Switch killer here. Right? I'm going through here. This is everything right there. I don't see anything saying Switch killer. But that's all I was hearing. My man Death Specimen. Shout out Death Specimen too. Young OG. But that's all I was hearing. Switch killer, Switch killer, Switch killer. No, sir. No Switch killer here, based on what I'm seeing. There's a lot of different videos we can go through. Why every Nintendo Switch owner needs a Steam Deck. This is from Retro Gamer, right? He says, why every Nintendo Switch owner needs a Steam Deck. I would love to watch that video, but I guarantee you, if I watch that video, I will probably combat a lot of that and shut down a lot of that. I don't even need to. And I would feel wrong to do that because I actually like Retro Gamer. Okay, I don't want to shut them down like that. All right, so I'm just going to click on this. Nintendo Switch versus Steam Deck. This is the first article I clicked on. Battery life. Do we need to go any further? Okay, enough said. Nintendo Switch wins by a long shot. Display. Gosh, do we need to go any further? Display. OLED. The OLED is better. I don't care what you say. The OLED is better than the Steam Deck screen. So that's two. Okay. Which one's better, basketball or football? Come on, man. How you gonna do that in the middle of video game debates? But you know what? I'm gonna answer it for you. Basketball, of course. Ah, let's go. Basketball's always gonna be better, man. Come on. Football dudes are probably mad as hell. Like, how you gonna really say basketball? But you know, I love basketball, man. All right, I'm a basketball dude, but I watch football too, like I'm both. So, connectivity. Now, this is one thing that they gave to the Steam Deck, connectivity. So, reason they want to say connectivity, they said the Switch OLED and the Deck can all connect to your TV, which is great if you don't want to stare at a small screen, but the HDMI port is built into the included dock for both the Switch and the OLED, while you'll need a USB-C to HDMI adapter for the Deck, okay? But if you're using the Deck, you're actually going to get a DisplayPort that supports up to 4K. All right, so that's the big benefit, and I will say that. You're not getting the 4K with Nintendo Switch. Stop it. Stop it. You know what? That's one I'm going to go ahead and give the Steam Deck right here. Steam Deck, you getting some. Now, see, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm here. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you. That's why we're here, because without that, I wouldn't be able to get to the bottom of this, okay? Connectivity. We'll give that to the Steam Deck. All right, we go ahead and give it to a 4K. It's a hell of a thing. We can't do that with Nintendo Switch. All right, game compatibility. I don't even think we need to go any further. Nintendo Switch, you can play all those Switch games, and not only that, if you modify, you can play all those other things, the emulators and all that too, and you can run Windows and all that. So as far as I'm concerned, yep, and they say Nintendo Switch here, bingo, so we don't even go any further. So next thing, the price, which we all know, the price is better on the Nintendo Switch. The OLED is selling for $349, while you got a $399 version of the Steam Deck for 64 gigabytes. No bueno. No bueno. Okay? That's not good. So the price is better for the Nintendo Switch. So the winner flat out for me is the Nintendo Switch. I mean, I just broke down a whole section right there. Right? Battery life, Nintendo Switch. Display, Nintendo Switch. Connectivity, Steam Deck. Okay, we'll put over here Steam Deck. Game compatibility, Nintendo Switch. And then the next one, price, Nintendo Switch. So that's a 4-1 right there. A 4-1. Slam dunker. I'm just waiting on somebody to give me one thing the Steam Deck can do that Nintendo Switch can. That's all I'm waiting on, man. Thank you, man. Thank you for the likes. Appreciate that. Go ahead. You know what? I usually don't even do this, man. But since you threw me some likes, I'm going to go ahead and give you a little short freestyle. Yeah. The Steam Deck will never be better than the Switch. And that's it. Yo, that was so fire. Fire, my man. Thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you for the likes. You killed it. You killed it. See? I'm telling you, that was it. Didn't even need to rap anymore. We just smashed it with a couple bars. All right. So I know some people will say Nintendo Switch, you got the drift. You know, we ain't even got to get to that. I know. It hurts. It hurts to even talk about the drift. I hate even hearing drift. I don't watch Tokyo drift anymore. I broke my L button on the controller, so I couldn't drift in Mario Kart because I got tired of drifting. I hate drift. Right? That's how much I hate drift. I hate it. So, I understand Steam Deck, I'll give you that. But I heard some of them Steam Decks is drifting too, okay? You ain't about to get away with that one. But that's another article I just pulled out of thin air. Same thing. Now, I'm only going to be about 10 more minutes, all right? I said 45 minutes. We got 10 more minutes, guys. So rock with me. Rock with me for the 10 minutes, right? I got something else. A Kotaku article says the Steam Deck isn't competing with Nintendo Switch because Valve and Nintendo have a different audience. I want to speak on that for a second. Because I agree it is a different audience. The audience that gets Nintendo Switch a lot of times tends to be an audience who prefers to have a handheld system that can play, you know, AAA games that you know, first party titles, man. It's really about those. They want to be able to run their Zelda, their Mario. So those games really matter. But also being handheld and being strong enough to run those first party titles. I think those are the most important things. For me, when I got my Nintendo Switch, the most important thing was modifying. I knew I could modify it from the day I got it, and I did modify it. So I don't think the auditions are the same for Steam Deck. I see a lot of people who are getting Steam Deck being users who are majority PC users who are now expanding from their PCs to handheld. So I don't see someone who's a PC gamer going out to get a Nintendo Switch. I just don't see that because Nintendo Switch is so far underpowered from what they're used to. And I can get that side of it. Okay? That side I totally, totally get. Right? Rocky, thank you for joining. But I totally get that. Now, what happens when the Nintendo Switch gets as powerful? What happens when a Switch Pro 2.0 comes out? Does it, is the Steam Deck just, you know, does it take those PC gamers too? Because they really want the most powerful thing. If the Switch 2.0 came out before the Steam Deck, do you think some of them would have reached for it? What if it could have gone up to 4K? What if you had the same power in that handheld? Do you think a lot of people who were big PC gamers would have went and grabbed it? I don't know. I don't know.
Can you dig it? Dig it, sucker! Sucker!
So, with that being said, thank you for the likes, man. I appreciate that. All them likes. I need them. I need the likes. I ain't even gonna cap. I ain't even gonna cap. I need the likes. Okay? I need the likes. But there are two different audiences right now. And I don't see Steam Deck having a huge section in the store. I don't see you going to Best Buy and you're walking down the aisles. You see a green Xbox, blue for PlayStation, red for Switch, and a gray for whatever the hell. I don't see that. I just don't see that. I'm sorry. I don't. So for me, what I see is Steam Deck being somewhere in the corner over there by the PCs, got their little section over there, and got their games going over there by the PCs. Over there, away from the consoles over here. Make sure to keep them two totally separated things because PC gamers are going to look at the Steam Deck, whereas casual kids and people who just want, you know, play their first-party titles, maybe a good handheld, quick to play games, pick up and just start playing, they're going to get that. Chelsea, thank you for the likes. Appreciate that. And I ain't busting no more freestyles, man. I think my man, that, oh, you know what? I'm going to bust one more. Yeah. The Nintendo Switch is the, yeah. Woo, yo, I'm on fire today, man. I ain't going to lie. I was going to drop the bomb, but I heard some 70-year-old dude drop the bomb, so I'll never drop the bomb again, but I'll go ahead and do this one. Yeah, there we go. Got a couple other sounds for you. Don't play. Brian, yo, every time somebody comes in, I should just play a sound. That's what I should do. You know what I'm saying? Minor. There you go. Every time somebody come in. Chelsea, thank you for the light. Every time somebody do something, a sound moment. I don't even care what it is. You see a like or something. If I see sent likes, I'm just playing sounds. Right. And every time somebody come in, I'm playing a sound too. I don't even care. All right. So anyways, nobody's going to tell me the Steam Deck's better than Nintendo Switch. I think I kind of killed the argument, right? I think nobody is even here to debate that. Yo, let me, is somebody here to debate that? Can somebody please tell me one thing? One thing. Steam Deck's better than Nintendo Switch. You got a better color? It look better? You know what I mean? Something. Give me something. Come on. All right. Now, as soon as... All right. There we go. Oh, man. Thank you so much. Just what I'm going to give you. I got to give you something else.
All right, here you go. Can you dig it? Dig it, sucker!
Yeah. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate that gift. I'm very... I don't know what to say. You know what I mean? I'm just so... Let Booker T do this. Shout out to Chelsea for that. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? You know what? Anytime somebody sends a gift, Booker T's rocking. How about that? I'm going to just get the whole WWE lineup and people can pick the request. I'm going to just start doing it when the gifts come. I'm going to have a lineup, a list. That's what I'm going to do next time. I'm going to have a list of sounds. And therefore, if you want to hear a sound, you can go ahead and put a follow for this or this for that. And every time you do it, I'm going to play the damn sound. There we go. There we go. So see, I figured out something. All right, instead of video game debates right there, I'm going to have video game debates with a bunch of damn things that you can do to make me do something. All right. Shit, I don't mind. Shit, I got all these sounds here. What do I got them for? You know what I mean? Wow. Okay, that one, don't forget that sound. Oh, Victor joined. Whoa. What's going on, Victor? Every time somebody join in, who else? Jay Ashley. Every time somebody join, I'm playing sound. All right, okay. Okay, we got to chill. We got to chill. Ain't nobody else coming in right now. All right. Woo, boy, y'all chill. Man, I ain't going to be able to get through my last little, you know, couple times. Y'all just going to sit here and make me play sounds all day, man. Like, I'm seriously trying to get off. All right. I ain't trying to sit here and play sounds all day, man. No more likes, no more gifts for a little bit. Just let me rock. I got 4 more minutes. If I can go 4 minutes with nothing, I am good. Thank y'all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So now, without further ado, I would like to go ahead and introduce to everybody the system that I don't care about. The switch light. I really don't give a damn about the switch light. I'm going to be honest. All this I'm talking about. Uh-oh, Blazy came in. Hold on. What did I just do? Oh, damn. I didn't mean to give you that one. Let me go ahead and turn you up. There we go. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you. Now, as I continue, yo, the sounds thing is fun, actually. I think y'all should just keep doing it. You know what I mean? I got gift diamonds. Hey, total views. Hey, everything going up when I play the sound. Shit, should I just go ahead and... Yeah. Yo, let's get it. 3 more minutes, and I ain't finished. No gimmicks. I got my green like spinach. Stop. All right, I got to stop. Yo, I'm too fire. I'm too fire right now. All right, man. Who just joined? Uh-oh. That shouldn't have been a sound for you. My fault. I meant to play this. There you go. Thank you for joining. Thank you for joining. Yo, you know what? The next person that joined, I should just play a sound for them like they just... There we go. Too fire. There we go. Woo! So when somebody walks in, I'm going to just go. Woo! All right, here we go. Hold up. Now, what's this sound? See, oh, QB. Oh, my fault, QB. There you go, QB. Give you a little clap. All right. Bingo. Yo, without further ado, man, I ain't going to be here playing with y'all all day. Yo, everybody who's tuning in, please do me a favor. Go ahead and check out the YouTube, okay? Check out the Twitch. Check out the, you know, Twitter, the Instagram. Just type in Nick Moses 05 on Google. You know what I mean? Just type in. You know what? Matter of fact, just say, hey, Google, and then say, play Nick Moses 05 Gaming Podcast. Do that, right? Because look what's going to happen, right? Your phone's going to light up.
Okay. Playing the latest episode of Nick Moses 05 Gaming Podcast.
See how that works? See how that works? It's beautiful. You can just go ahead and say that. And it's going to play the latest episode. That's how it is. The show is always going. This is just a pre-show, okay, for the big show. We got a, and especially this Sunday, we got a fire hot episode this Sunday. And man, oof, I don't even know if I want to discuss what's happening this Sunday. But I know we got somebody who's mad. They ain't got their money. We got somebody who mad. They ain't got their product. And we got to settle that, baby. You know what I'm saying? Somebody got to settle that, man. I don't know why my man ain't got his money. I don't know why my man ain't got his product. So, and he said, you know what? From what I'm hearing, my man over here with no money said he got his product. My man over here with the product said he ain't got no product, but my man got his money. Okay, so it's a rough one. But without further ado, y'all, I'm going to go ahead and take y'all out. It's your boy, Nick Moses 05, Mo Fam. We out! Yeah. Hold up, y'all. We out. Chelsea, holla at you later, Too Fire. My man, holla at you later. I don't know where you went. We ghost. Yo, Caleb, man. Why you come right when I'm about to leave, Caleb? How you gonna do me like that, Caleb? How you gonna do me like that, Caleb? Really? Caleb, talk to me. Why you come when I'm about to leave, Caleb? Just talk to me, please, man. Please, man. Please, Caleb. Please. Why you do this to me, Caleb, man? You had to do this to me, Caleb, man. It was all you. You came right at the end, man. I was about to leave. And then you're going to walk in the door. You know what I mean? The party was over, man. Everybody was walking out the door. Caleb, I know you. It's all good, Caleb. At least hit me with the follow. At least it'd be Jay Bird. Oh, not Jay Bird when I walk in. Oh, my goodness. I'm out, y'all. I can't keep doing this, man. I'm out. I ain't going to be sitting here coming in all day.